This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Did Jesus have a sin nature?
No. He did not fall. There was no sin. Adam fell, and those in him fell whom he represented. As 1 Corinthians 15:22, Romans 5:19. But the theory is that sin is transferred down through the male. There was no male in Jesus' ancestry, and so the sin nature was not there. He did not have a sin nature.
Number 5.
Who are all of the people or the things in Revelations about the false prophet, the dragon, the antichrist, the beast of the sea, and the beast of the earth? And he says he thinks he knows the dragon is probably Satan, but are the antichrist and false prophet the same?
There's some debate on who the beast, the antichrist, false prophet are. Now, the dragon is a devil, and some say the beast and the antichrist are the same, but the false prophet is someone who bears witness of the antichrist. Now, some say the antichrist is an individual and the beast is a church or governmental organization, and the false prophet is another individual. Which one is it? I'm not exactly sure.
Number 4.
A lot of people have the attitude of, if I want it and it does not hurt anybody, I should be able to have it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. Because I want it, doesn't hurt anybody, I get to have it, is selfishness. It's a childish mentality, a childish attitude, and it's taught in the Christian church as well. And it's diaperinian theology. You know, they're still wearing diapers. Because what's a baby do, you know, in diapers? Give me, I want. They don't really say that, but that's what they want. They want things to be taken care of for them. They want to have it easy. They want to be fed when they want to be fed. They want to get what they want to get. It's immaturity. And so people will often say, this is what I want. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody, I deserve it. That's a load of crud. God may not want you to have something, and your idea of what you deserve to have may not be in correspondence with what God says. What we should be saying, I want what God wants. I want to do what He desires. If He wants me to have something, praise God. If He does not want me to have something, praise God. I need to work through what He desires for me because He knows.
Number 3.
Pre-trib versus post-trib. And I guess I'm just trying to understand a little bit more, like, what to believe.
Boy, I'm so tempted to say believe whatever Reverend Slick on the radio says, but I don't want to do that. My opinion is that post-tribulation is true, but that's my opinion, and it doesn't mean that I'm correct. If you go to Matthew 13, Jesus says that the first ones taken are the wicked. Now, here's a question. If at the return of Christ, the rapture of the good happens, then why does Jesus say at the end of the age, which is when He returns, the first ones taken are the wicked? The pre-trib rapture can't work with that model, and it can't work with mid-trib either. Furthermore, if you were to go to Matthew 24 and read, you'll actually see that they ask Jesus questions about when's this going to occur, and He actually says after the tribulation of those days.
Number 2.
How do we know that we'll have enough obedience and good fruit and good works to prove that you're actually saved?
You don't. Nothing. You don't have any. It's not your works that get you saved. It's your faith, the faith that God grants to you. God grants that you have faith, Philippians 1:29. And the faith that you have, He gives you to have in Christ Jesus. And that's John 6:29. And Paul the Apostle says in Romans 4:5, to the one who does not work, but believes, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. There's nothing you can do to prove it before God. But you have to understand that your salvation is not based on your goodness.
Number 1!
You may say, as some do, well, I believe, but how come I'm not as good as I think I should be in certain areas? That's the issue that most people are trying to talk about. What if there's a man who has a particular sin, and let's say every few months he falls into it, and he hates it, and he goes to Jesus each time and says, forgive me. Just messed up. And he repents. A few months later, he falls into it again, and he goes to the cross again. A few months later, it happens again. And he asks God to give him the power to resist that particular sin. And for 50 years of his life, He never has complete victory over it. Now, is the man saved? Yeah. It's not his success over sin that makes him saved. It's his faith in Christ and his continued appeal to Christ and trust in Christ is the evidence of his salvation, not how well he does.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.